I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: can't keep this secret much longer. Dear Stephen Shirley, my fiance and I met in college, and we've been together for 3 years. She is perfect in every way. She has the looks, a great job, and when it comes to the bedroom, she is on fire. But anyway, here is the problem. Last weekend, I took her to our usual breakfast spot, and we started talking about the wedding and our guest list. I have met her mom, dad, siblings, and grandparents, and she's met my immediate family as well. As we talked more in depth about our relatives, I told her about the small city where my family was from, and she said that her family was from there too. I told her my dad was has a huge family, and they all lived near the river. She said that her mom's family lives near that same river. At that point, we both had strange looks on our faces. Intrigued by these unique circumstances, my fiancé called her grandmother and asked her if she knew my family. When her grandmother replied, "Yes, we're all related," our mouths dropped open. She told us that everyone that lives on either side of that river is related. Since then, we've done more research and we found out that we are, in fact, cousins. I cannot believe that I've been sleeping with my cousin. We are not sure what we should do. We are in love and plan to get married. I don't want to lose her, but I'm afraid to continue the relationship, especially when our families find out. Her grandmother is bound to tell our secret sooner or later. We need some advice. What should we do?
Wow, God, dog.
Yeah, this is something right here. I mean, as far as I know, you can't marry your cousin. You didn't say if you guys were first cousins. I think in some countries like England and stuff like that, I think long ago they, you know, in the monarchy and stuff like that, they wanted to keep the bloodline going. So sometimes they would marry their cousins and stuff. But you're not over there, clearly. Some states over here, as I understand it, I looked this up, they do have laws where you can marry your cousin. So I don't know. I've never heard of this. I know before, long ago, like when my mom got married, they used to give you blood tests and things like that to see if you were related. But now when you get married, you don't have to do blood tests. So this right here, I couldn't do it. And once I found out, it would be hard for me. But you're in love and you plan to get married. You don't want to lose her and you're afraid to continue the relationship. But remember that look that you had on your face when you found out. Are you going to be able to go on with this marriage knowing that you're married to your cousin? You know, when you have kids, that's something to consider. This is well above my pay grade here. I'm going to just be honest with you. I personally would have to back out once I found out that it was, in fact, my cousin. Steve?
Well, it ain't above my pay grade. I can tell you that right now. As a matter of fact, let's damn that river.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Let's just go and get to this hill. You done fell in love. Obviously, the girl of your dreams. Now, y'all was at this breakfast place planning your wedding. I just can't believe that it took y'all 3 years to start talking about where y'all from. That's just sort of crazy to me. Now, you've each met each other's immediate family. But y'all started talking about this river. And that's why I say the subject of this letter ought to be can't keep this secret much longer. or damn that river.
One more time. I like how you put that, Steve.
The subject is can't keep this secret much longer or damn that river. Because that damn river done messed up the plans. You got to talking more in debt about your relatives. I told her from a small city where my family was from. Her family from a small city. Told her my dad had a huge family. She said her mama got a huge family. She said her mom family lived near the river. I said, damn, my daddy family lived near the river. Then you got that strange look on your face. Then when you know something wrong right here. You intrigued by these unique circumstances. She called her grandmama, asked her grandmama, and her grandma replied, yeah, we all related. Everybody on that river is related. Once again, damn that river.
Big mama knows, too.
And quit talking to her old ass. We all related to everybody on each side of that river. Well, if everybody on each side of the river is related, how all them people get on each side of the river? Some cousins done met before. You ain't the first one. Mm-hmm. Y'all in love. What you need to do is find out how far down the line this cousin thing go.
How far down the river?
Because like Shirley say, she done researched it. I don't research stuff like this because I don't really give a damn what y'all do. So,
what?
So I don't give a damn what you do. All I know is damn that river. Now, listen, if I was you, I would get a DNA test so you can see how closely it is. Secondly, you're in love. You ain't gonna stop loving her. You ain't gonna stop seeing her. I don't know how you can. I don't know how this happened. I don't know if it's meant to be. But hear what you can't do. I'm gonna come back and share this information. I'm gonna tell you reasons why you can't have a wedding and have all their asses down.
The whole river.
That's why,
man.
You can't have a wedding and have their ass here.
Steve, it's so many states in the U.S. that allow cousins to get married. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I think I understand that. If it's so far down the line, it may not be nothing that can happen. But there's one damn show way to find out if you should have got married or not. Because that baby.
I said that. Got to consider that. Yeah.
He could be different.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up.
He could be standing on the bridge and be looking at both sides of the river at the same time.
We'll be back at 23 after the hour. The subject, can't keep the secret much longer, or, Steve?
Damn that river.
Let's recap this letter. The subject, can't keep the secret much longer, or?
Well, this couple been in love. They so in love. They've been dating 3 years. They decided to get married. They sitting down at their breakfast place. They going over the list, trying to figure out what they going to do, who they going to invite. She started talking about her grandmama. Her down there had a big family, lived on the river. He said, yeah, his daddy had a big family. His daddy lived, people lived down there by the river too. And then the same small city, same damn river. She calls Big Mama. Big Mama say, yeah, all us is related. Everybody on each side of that river. What you call her old ass for? Now, she done messed up everything.
Be nice.
Now, you sitting up in here be talking to Big Mama, probably done forgot half of it. You, first of all, you need to check Big Mama out. If she got, you know, she, you know, something
clarity.
Where she done lost it, she ain't quite where she was, she might not have all her facts together. But how the hell everybody on both sides of the river is related? The letter subject is, I can't keep this secret much longer. Oh, damn that river. Yes, we're all related. Our mouths dropped open. She told us that everybody that lives on either side of that river is related. Since then, we've done more research and we found out that we are, in fact, cousins. Mm. I cannot believe that I've been sleeping with my cousin. We're not sure what we should do. We in love and plan to get married. I don't want to lose her. Mm. But I'm afraid to continue the relationship, especially when our families find out. Quit talking to them.
What?
Why is you talking to the damn them people down at that river?
They're family, Steve.
I don't give a damn. You ain't finna go live down there. You left a little ragged-ass city. It's down there by the river. Down by the riverside. Boom, down boom. By the riverside. Boom, boom, down boom. By the riverside. I'm going to lay down with my cousins. My down boom. By the riverside. We going to find down. More love. Now, now listen to me.
Say it one more time, Steve.
I'm going down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Yeah, found boom. Love at the riverside. Boom, fell in love with the riverside. I done saw boom, my. Wait, I done lay down with my cousin,
my cousin
from the other side of the riverside.
Well, Gordine.
Now,
yeah.
Here's what you could do. You could elope.
Okay.
Don't tell your family, but y'all seem like good people. So here's the deal. They gonna find out. The first word out of old black people's mouth, you just nasty.
That's coming. That's coming.
You're just nasty. So now we about to do a reenactment.
Okay.
I'm going to be the grandmother.
Okay.
Jay, you going to be which one coming to the mama to find out about it?
Okay. I'll be I got to be a woman, yes. I'll be an aunt that's related to the grandmama.
Okay, come on, let's
yeah,
go.
They talking, yeah. Mm-hmm. You heard what happened, didn't you?
You mean about Rodney Neal?
Yeah. Oh, my God, if that's not the nastiest thing I ever heard in my entire bone days on this earth.
Child, ain't it, though? Just nasty.
Straight nasty. It just does something to my spirit to even hear about it and discuss it with you.
It do something to my stomach.
It make my inside turn inside out just sitting here.
You know what it did to me, Clara?
What did?
It felt like buttermilk.
Oh my God. You know what it did to me? It gave me gas. I had so much gas inside me when I heard that thing. Oh, that hurt me so bad.
But you know what though?
What?
To tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
I can understand what happened to them children.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
She just like the rest of us.
Uh-huh.
That onion must have just been jumping.
Yeah.
And right. That boy was looking at that onion on that girl.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And went for it.
I'm just going to say this right here and put it out there. And it ain't got nothing to do with the fact that they cousin, that the kid's going to look funny. Rodney is funny looking already. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, I mean, bless his heart. He's the sweetest person in the world. He'll do anything for you. But he is a peculiar, as the Bible say, tender-eyed. He is tender-eyed.
Well, then you know what? You know, this might be able to pass long then, you know.
Because
if
be
you're
right.
looking, already looking confused, you know. Having children, because you know the baby, if they has a baby, somebody said that the baby, the first thing that they gonna notice about the baby when the baby get here is see if the baby had walleye.
What is walleye?
Walleye is when he looking straight, but one of his eyes is looking at the wall. One of them just shoot off and just be on his own, just be looking.
But, you know, when you see them together, you have to say that they is in love. They definitely is in love.
They look cute. They makes a cute couple.
I would not use the word cute because she is a little funny looking, too. Now, that's all I'm just saying.
You want to know the truth, Claire?
Yes.
Okay, here we go now.
Uh-huh.
The reason both of them look strange is because, you know, his Uncle Harold and her Aunt Debbie, You know, they stayed across the river from each other, too.
I know that was something. And they also say there's something in that river water to make them look like they look. And they've been,
that ain't got nothing to do with the river water.
You sure ain't got nothing to do with it?
Mm-mm. Them chromosomes.
All right. Miss Clara and Big Mama, we got to go.
All right. We'll holler at you later.
Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve
Harvey.
Sure
hope the baby don't look too crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.